Where we last checked in on Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders and her lectern gate, where she purchased a $17,000 lectern that no one's ever seen again, and it's not even clear that she actually purchased this lectern, and she got it from her one of her best friends who she was on a trip to Paris with, and then all of a sudden it was right underneath the reporting limits, and there's currently an investigation taking place in the Arkansas legislature, and there could be criminal implications, but it seems to be kind of slow rolling at the moment. So you always got to check in on, like, what is Sarah Huckabee Sanders doing? Because it is emblematic of what a MAGA Republican governor in the image of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un do and how they behave. So I wanted to take a look at what Sarah Huckabee Sanders doing this week. What did she announce just over the past few days? Well, in order to distract from her failed policies, the fact that you have some of the worst healthcare, the worst education, the highest crime, what do? You got to distract from that, right? Because that's the MAGA way. Like a miracle, it will all go away. Maybe it'll go away tomorrow. Maybe it'll go away. Don't believe the facts. Don't believe your eyes. Don't believe your ears. Don't believe the facts. Just trust us. Just trust MAGA. And MAGA we trust, right? There's what MAGA Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders is doing this week. As announced on Channel 4 News, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders mandates that driver's license gender must align with birth certificate. And they did this through an emergency rule. The legislature, this is pushed by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, has an emergency rule limiting gender options on state IDs. So there's no public comment because this is so urgent. And then Sarah Huckabee Sanders reposted this article from the Daily Wire, which says Arkansas to ban the use of X on driver's licenses, says gender must match birth certificate. By the way, this was considered an emergency that they had to do, an emergency legislative move right here. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders goes, only women giving birth, men shouldn't play women's sports, and there were only two genders. As long as I'm governor, Arkansas state government will not endorse nonsense. I mean, the nonsense is just get away. Why are you using government to just torment and torture people and bully people? This is not an area where Sarah Huckabee Sanders and government should be, regardless of what you think, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This is not where government belongs. As Chris Jones, who was formerly the opponent for the gubernatorial race in 2022, says, this change is Sarah's way of distracting from her failed policies. It won't keep a single rural hospital open, much less pull us from the bottom in education. She's going after transgender Arkansans now. Who's next? I mean, here's what Tom Marr says. By the way, Tom Marr is a conservative. Tom Marr worked for Mike Huckabee. And Tom Marr, great lawyer, by the way. Here's what Tom Marr said. You can encounter a police officer anywhere in the world, and it's been determined that showing them your U.S. passport with an X rather than a male-female won't bother them or create any problems. But here in Arkansas, the possibility of that happening is now a state emergency. And here's what Tom Marrs also said. In case you missed it, it's safe to come out of your house now. The Arkansas legislature has averted another emergency right here. And regarding, this is what they said was a crisis in Arkansas, a crisis. And by the way, I want to go over that a little bit more. Here's what Sarah Huckabee Sanders also did. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders spent Friday afternoon flanked by seven stoic cowboy hat-donned representatives from the Professional Bull Riders League. Why? Your guess is as good as ours. That's from the Arkansas Times, which does a great job covering all of this nonsense. And have you heard of Boncharge? Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. But my favorite product from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. The infrared sauna blanket works wonders. It has for me, and I know it will for you as well. The sauna blanket works by raising heart rate to that of physical exercise. So it burns calories while you relax. You can burn up to 600 calories in just one session. Sweating helps flush out those heavy metals and other toxins. And the infrared heat elevates your heart rate while relaxing, which releases endorphins and can leave you feeling euphoric after your session. It works by using infrared light, which heats the body directly rather than the air around you like a traditional sauna. This means you get the same benefits at a lower heat. You also do not need to have your head in the heat like a traditional sauna. It's so easy to set up. It takes less than a minute to set up, in fact, and it heats up rapidly. Enjoy a session for 30 to 40 minutes while relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating, whatever you'd like. I've tried other products, but they simply don't work nearly as well as Boncharge. Boncharge infrared sauna is easy to clean up. It heats up quickly. It's super simple to use, and the lightweight design makes it perfect. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time and has free shipping on every sauna blanket with no hidden costs. And it comes with a 12-month warranty. So here's what you got to do. Go to boncharge.com/Midas and use the coupon code Midas, M-E-I-D-A-S, to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/Midas and use the coupon code Midas to save 15%. Then you have this other emergency maneuver by Sarah Huckabee Sanders, flanked by state troopers who are basically serving as her personal mannequins here for this publicity stunt. This is the move that she always does. She holds all of these press conferences every day. It's very Trumpian, right? You know, you put the people behind you, whether it's the cowboys or here the troopers. It goes, Governor unveils Eclipse emergency management plans with state officials, and she brought in all of these officers just to literally stand behind her and what, to make her look tough because there could be a potential influx in tourism that the Arkansas Department of Transportation believes could be happening now that it's 34 days away from the April 8th eclipse. I mean, that's what she's doing right here. But by the way, I want to just pull open. Yeah, let's first pull open the story, just the legislature okaying this emergency measure so you can see for yourself how utterly despicable this is. Legislature okays emergency rule limiting gender options on state IDs, dodges public comment. The Arkansas Legislative Council on Friday rubber stamped an emergency rule change from the State Department of Finance and Administration that will make it much harder for Arkansans to change their gender listed on their driver's license or other state issue ID. The rule also requires all IDs to say either male or female, eliminating the gender neutral option of X. Because it's an emergency change, the finance department didn't have to solicit public comments, as would be the case with a permanent change in state rules. A subcommittee of the ALC signed off yesterday on the rule, and today's voice vote from the full ALC means that the change is now in effect. I'm misgendering people? I mean, what are you doing here? This is another article from the Arkansas Times. Governor Sarah Sanders inexplicably cheers on weekend bull riding competition. When my editor suggested that I stop by the governor's mansion, by the way, hat tip to Daniel Greer for writing this. When my editor suggested that I stop by the governor's mansion this afternoon for an event inexplicably celebrating Unleash the Beast this weekend's bull riding competition at the local arena, she told me I could leave immediately if there wasn't a bull roaming around the hall. Spoiler alert, there was a bull on premise, but they kept it outside. not quite the same, but I opted to stay. The bulk of this strange press opportunity was spent in the Huckabee Grand Hall, a distinctly bowl-less room where three or four dozen people watched Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders get flanked by seven stoic cowboy hat don representatives from the Professional Bull Riders League, including Chase Outlaw, a 5'6" Hamburg native that Sanders said is ranked 39th in the world. The speaker with the most podium time was Flint Rasmussen, the official Professional Bull Riders entertainer from 2006 to 2023. According to PBR.com, he's credited with reinventing and modernizing the role of the rodeo clown into a multi-hyphenate entertainer of combining singing, dancing, fan interactions, off-the-cuff commentary, and impromptu comedy. I wouldn't say anything approaching that level of charisma was on display, but he did enjoy a few digs at the Razorbacks. He also recalled his first meeting with Sanders. She said, "You move pretty good for an old guy." The most sincere part of Rasmussen's speech, however, drifted into a kind of vaguely conservative quarreling. Quote, "I don't know if you know this, but it is a really good time in America right now to be a cowboy. That goes back to the type of fans we have here. Those traits of being a cowboy, what we consider someone being a cowboy, what we stand up for, the morals we have, how hard we work. This is why our governor in the state of Arkansas, we consider to be one of us. She's a cowboy." She says, compare what's going on there as Sarah Huckabee Sanders is trying to do all this performative stuff to cover up the fact that she most likely just took all of the state funds to give it to her friend to purchase a fake lectern so they can go and live a lavish lifestyle in Paris while mocking the people who they're supposed to represent, their actual constituents. By the way, you know what happened in Arizona as well, where Democrats introduced a bill to protect contraception, and the Republican leader in Arizona blocked it and said that if women really wanted to deal with this issue, they could put some bare aspirin between their knees is what they should be doing. It's what the leader in the Arizona Republican said. Of course, you know what was going on in Alabama with the Supreme Court there, saying that a frozen embryo has all the same rights as a child. Of course, you know what's going on in the House of Representatives as well, and in the United States Senate, which is blocking all of the efforts to protect IVF with the MAGA Republicans there. Also, of course, they're blocking aid to Ukraine. Also, they're blocking all measures to try to actually do things that would be otherwise productive for our country. And just compare it to what's going on. You know, we have from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro on here. What is he talking about? Bipartisan deals to deliver things to the people, helping people who can't afford to eat, be able to access food, free school meals, building highways, like actually delivering healthcare to people, like actually doing things for, you know, for people. And you go and you look around the country, you look at what Democratic governors are doing, and you look at what this MAGA is doing, what these MAGA governors are doing. And these MAGA governors rule no differently than like Kim Jong-un and Saddam Hussein and Gaddafi and people like that. It is to make your people feel like crap so they'll ultimately accept peanuts. You treat the people like utter crap. You make them feel like they don't deserve anything. You destroy public education. You destroy hope. You destroy opportunity. And then you stand around with cowboys in the background or state troopers and make yourself feel like a tough guy or tough person or whatever Sarah Huckabee Sanders wants to be standing up there and acting like. And you then try to act like a strong person and hope the media doesn't call you out for it and hope that people don't realize that there's actually a better way of life and hope that people don't realize that you're stealing from them, that you're not just stealing their money, their taxpayer dollars, you're taking away their hope, you're taking away their future, you're taking away their opportunity. And that's precisely what Sarah Huckabee Sanders is doing. And so when I highlight Lecterngate and how Sarah Huckabee Sanders is covering up her theft of public taxpayer money for this fake sham lectern, it's a broader issue of how these MAGA Republicans treat their people. And again, this should not be a Democrat issue. This should not be a Republican issue. Sarah Huckabee Sanders ain't no real conservative. You know who is? Tom Mars is actually someone who has conservative principles, not Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And she's a MAGA selfish Trumper. And we all have to. That's why I've always said we got to come together. Liberals, progressive, independents, people not affiliated with political parties, conservatives, into non, whatever. Let's come together. As long as you're not this MAGA thing, let's come together for common sense, for decency, for facts, for our democracy, for our Constitution, for a better life, for actual progress, for getting things done. Common sense. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Thank you for watching. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.